interview with Lala. I smacked.
Oh my God, you smacked.
Sorry.
Keep going. Okay.
Hello, welcome to part two of our interview with Lala. Please be advised that I am coloring in an adult coloring book this episode. I apologize for any inconvenience, as you can definitely hear me coloring throughout this episode. Enjoy!
So going back to, like, you raising your kids with, like, someone with machismo, and how do you recognize, like, I thought it was a Mexican thing where we just treat our men like it's fucking everything.
And no, dude, everything. I'm Colombian, and literally to this day, when I don't know if you guys know, but shout out to Quechimba Empanadas on Instagram.
I haven't messaged you, but I definitely want
to. Hey, dude, you know what?
We thought about it today, but we forgot.
If you next time, if you guys want me next time, I will bring some, okay? Okay. But my grandpa, literally, he's the reason why I started that, because he was just like, las empanadas en Colombia, that is the business to do over there. And I was like, fuck, I know some Colombian people here. If I could at least do it with the Colombian people, I know word spread out. Hell
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
anyway, so that happened. And but my I've shared so much time with my grandpa that I've talked about his childhood, and I've also talked about life now with my husband, and I'm just like, man, I hate cooking for him. He was like, ay, mija, no, ¿cómo así que no le gusta cocinar? Usted es una mujer de casa, le necesita cocinar. Cuando él llega de la casa, tiene que tener el plato calientico. I'm like, abuelo, así no es acá, okay?
She basically said, like, the grandpa said, you have to have food ready for him as soon as he gets home from work. You're a stay-at-home mom. You should have all of this shit ready. Mm-hmm. And then she said, like, nah, that's not how it is here. Just for the whites.
For the whites.
People that don't speak
just
Spanish.
For the English.
I know. For the English speakers.
Yeah, you
so it's really hard when it comes to that. Like, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I was so close to posting it, I don't even think I saved it, but Felix and I moved in together. 4 months later, we were gonna break up because he said, I need to cook and clean, and he pays the bills. I said, bye. And obviously, we got back together. But literally this week, he was like, you know what, babe? Don't even worry about it. I'm in a cleaning mood. I'm like, I'm not even gonna say a word. What you want me to do, baby? What you want me to do? Like, that's what he got, but but it was like, I literally was in bed relaxing, and he literally was like, from the kids' room, the kids' closet, the kitchen, the room, the bathroom. And then at the end, he was like mopping, and he was like, I'm gonna make it back to the room in 2 steps. I'm like, bro, you're gonna eat shit. Let me record it. And he was hella like happy. I was like, can you imagine the words that he said to me 4 months after living together? I cook and clean, and he has to pay the bills. He was never going to clean in his life. He was deep cleaning the motherfucking house. How did I get him to do that? I don't know.
That's one of the main questions I got. How do you go from having a guy who's so used to the world revolving around him? Obviously, we don't have to get deep into the family, but the world are revolving around him when the family makes him everything, to, like, having him turn into your husband, which sounds like an ideal partner.
I mean, motherfuckers, if I can share my husband with you, I would. But he's a little pussy, he wouldn't. No, but let me tell you, it's working on you. It's not even them. I kid you not, it's not even them.
You know, but how do you get someone to go from, like, the world revolving around them to that, like, do you think they like their sense of responsibility of having to do something, or
no, bitch,
like playing their part?
Do not tell them what to do. I'll tell you that. Do not fucking tell them what to do, because they will not do it. Excuse me.
I feel like anybody, right? So, like, you can't tell people.
From the first fight I had, I told my mom, from like the littlest fight to the biggest fight, and she knew her and I knew that he was the one. Since the beginning, when I said that I didn't like him, like, he was just a rebound, my mom and my aunt were just like, you're gonna marry this guy. I was like, nah, you guys don't understand, it's just a fucking fling. And she just knew, like, she saw the quality in him that I couldn't even see. So when I was getting it
awkward,
right, Right. So when I was getting in, and it was the fact that he was paying everything for me. It was the fact that he wanted to move in with me and pay everything and me be at home. Like, don't worry about working or school or anything. Like, let me take care of you. That's what my mom saw. That's all she saw.
I need to find myself a boyfriend.
Shut the fuck up. So when she was seeing that, and I would tell her, like, oh, mom, he just doesn't get it. He's just so machismo and this and that and blah, blah, blah. She was just like, you need to learn how to talk to him where he understands. You are being a bitch when you talk. You are being sarcastic when you talk. You are being this and that and smartass and blah, blah, blah. I was like, how do you want me to talk to him then? Because that's just how we are. That it's just, my mom was like that. It kind of rolls on and, like, I think my personality is just like that. So it took, like, again, it took me trial and error, like, always. And it got to the point where, like, we want to fight right now, and I'm just chilling, but his voice is like, woo. And I was just like, I'm talking to you. Can you? And then Camila comes out. I was like, I think you guys, like, mom needs to talk first, and then daddy talk first. Like, you guys take turns, okay? And then she'll go back to her room. And I'm just like, do you want to talk when they go to sleep? And he's like, no, this and that. And it's just one of those things where, like, he sees me being calm, and that pisses him off.
It's an Aries thing.
So it's something where I hate to say this, but, like, it's gonna take time. It's if you're a mom and you have kids, you know that you need to learn how to talk to these kids. You need to learn what they like. Do they like the green sauce and pasta or the red sauce and pasta? It's the same shit with your husband. You need to learn.
They're a kid too.
I mean, I didn't want to say that, but yes. Like, you need to learn how to talk to them where they actually understand. Sometimes it's like, maybe having sex with them and then telling them how you feel about your day. That's amazing. Maybe, I don't know, some people need to get drunk and they listen better. Or some people get high and they listen better. Like, whatever it is, just find your thing. And it's not going to work the first time. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to want to break up. You're going to want a divorce. Like, I'm talking about where, like, last summer, I was like, Felix, mentally, I'm tapped out. I'm not here. I'm here for my kids, and that's it. I don't know what the fuck you want to do with that. That's all I got to say. If you have something negative to say, just say I have something negative to say, and I will go to my mom's. And he broke down. He cried, and he said, I'm sorry. And I was like, well, I'm not. I was like, I'm going to my mama's house. And, like, sometimes you gotta scare the shit out of them. Like, can I tell you something?
Sounds like manipulation, but yes.
Sometimes you gotta take it to that point.
Thank you. Like, as long as you acknowledge it.
Yes, dude. It got to the point where, like, he was building something, and when he finished, I took him. If you guys are from San Jose, you guys know Aki's. I took him to Aki's. We got drunk, and I was like, baby, I am so proud of you. Like, I don't know how to help you. What do you want me to do? Like, how can I help you? He said, don't be mad. He said, be a better mom. Ooh. I was like, excuse me? What do you mean? Like, that's all I do. And he just said, well, you know, just take care of them better. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go home. I had no words because I just started bawling. By the time we got home, he was driving. I said, I'm going to go to my mom's house. I'll be right back. My phone was in the house, and he got off the car and took the keys. So when I drove off, I was like, well, I'm not going to go to my mom's house. I'm so tired of telling her so much shit. I'm just going to go to my friend's house. I pulled up. Obviously, I did not turn off my car because I had no keys. So I left my car on, and I'm explaining, like, my situation to her, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, how did you have a car? Sorry, stupid question. How did you have a car on without keys?
It was the push on button.
Okay. But don't you still need the key inside
no,
the car?
No, but like it was already on so when he left. Yeah. And she
oh, shit. Yeah, the turned car off. Never turned off.
Yeah, oh, she could
okay,
have
sorry. That's a really stupid question, but I feel like
yeah, it was a little stupid, but it's okay. Call her out. So I never turned it off, and I was like, an hour goes by, and I was like, fuck, dude, I think I need to go home. Like, my swirl's coming down. I think I need to go home to my children. And I text him, and he doesn't even text back. He calls me. He's not even on speakerphone, and he is yelling. Like, till this day, he will tell you, I don't even know what the fuck I told you, but the fact that you were talking back to me told me that you were okay, and that was it. And I was like, okay, I'm coming home. And that was it. When I got home, he was just like, I don't know what the fuck we're fighting about, but I'm just so happy you're okay. He called the cops. He called my mom. He called the whole family. Went out to go look for me.
Oh, shit.
And he got so fucking scared. And when I told him that night that I was like, mentally, I'm tapped out. Like, you're telling me to be a better mom? Like, I don't know what else to do. What is a better mom to you? And his side was just like catering to him.
It wasn't even a modern mom. So it's not it was even a better wife.
Right. You know, so.
To his standards.
Right. So it was just like it's kind of mind blowing because I don't know how you feel, but maybe just from my past and my trauma, it's really hard for me to tell someone that I love, like, compliment them. Like, it's really hard for me to, like, tell Felix, like, fuck, baby, you are so hot, or fuck, baby, thank you so much for this and that. Like, I would say it just, like, kind of like, oh, thanks, baby. I'm, like, super, like, hopefully.
Wait, but don't you teach your girls to, like, compliment other
kids? It's different, but it feels different.
I think it's because it's a male. I think it's because it's a male. Now I'm totally okay. Now I'm just, he comes home with his hat backwards, and I'm like, baby, the bathroom in fire? I love you. And he was like, babe, don't tease me with a good time right now. But that's the thing. Like, back then, that's how it was, and things switch. And we have to also understand that, like, we were in an environment where I was taking care of the kids day and night, because when he went to work, he came back home, and he was working on the garage, renovating it. So, like, we got dad, but, like, we got a working dad. We're like, oh, dad's home, but he's not looking at us. He's just drilling holes and doing this.
He's still,
like,
working at home.
I was the mom day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our relationship went to shit, because it was, well, by the time he got into bed, I was just like, oh, I was up for you, but I'm, like, falling asleep. You know, we really didn't have a relationship when he was doing that. And then after that, he decided, like, hey, let me build the one bedroom in the backyard. And I'm like, I'm always just the supportive one where I'm just like, baby, if you're going to go, you got to go hard. So, like, I support him, but at the same time, it's just like, that's time taken away from us that I will never get back. Like, that time yesterday, I won't get it back, you know? So it's just really hard when it comes to the machismo stuff and, like, teaching them, like, ways. But I really feel like if you scare them to the point where they're so scared into losing you.
Yeah. But what about when they're not?
Then you ain't in the right relationship. You know, if they're not scared to lose you,
it's already gone.
Yeah. It's sad to say, but I just, like, I know he loves me and he knows I love him. There's no jealousy. Like, he just asked me, like, oh, who's the podcast? He didn't ask who's going to be here, where are we going to be or anything. Like, I'll just drop you off. Like, there's just so much trust that I don't know how to explain it, but I'm telling you, like, we're in honeymoon stage. How it was, like, when we first started dating, when it wasn't even a relationship.
Damn.
And that is crazy, because when he was like, oh, hey, babe, I'm going to go home. Did you cook anything? No, I didn't. What are you going to get? Like, it depends. What are you going to get? He said In-N-Out. I was like, oh, yeah, the girls will take this. I will take that. We'll be home. we were on a walk and we were coming back, and then we saw daddy's car pull up and we all ran, and he pulled out in and now and then he pulled out flowers, and my stomach, I was sweating. I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God. And then me being a mother, you guys, daddy got one for coming. Literally, I don't know if he did this on purpose or not, but it was like three roses and then a different flower, like the big flower. And I was just like, look, daddy got one for Emily, Natalie, and Camila. And then, you know, mama got to be the big one. Because he loves mama a little bit more. And we've been together 8 or 9. I keep on saying 8 or 9 years because I really don't know. But it's something around there. He's given me flowers three or four times.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
See, you are lucky. You are very lucky.
Why?
Because you get flowers more than 3 or 4 times in, like, the 2 years that we've been together.
Aww. So, and they are expensive. Mm-hmm.
So, like, and that's another thing, you know? Like, I'm not used to it, so when I get it, I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, like, and our love right now, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like our love is so backwards because we were so shit in the beginning, and now we're just like...
It just took a lot. I feel like it took a lot of understanding and listening and adapting because...
Bitch, we used to fight about how we would freeze our bananas.
What the...
Is there differences in opinion on that?
I mean, my mama just threw the whole banana in there. Uh-huh. And he would, like, peel them out, cut them, and, like, wrap them up and put them in there. Obviously, I like his way better now, but I didn't understand that at the beginning. I'm like, put that shit in there.
Do you freeze bananas?
No, because then we have a blender.
I don't freeze bananas either.
But just... Chocomil, marica.
I see. Fucking not frozen.
But it's better when it's frozen.
Well, I haven't tried them like that.
It's better try when, it. It's better when it's hard. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm gay as fuck. But I like that you're also able to tell, like, say, like, okay, he was right about this. Because I feel like that's something that...
But in the beginning, I wasn't. I was like, why are you getting mad? It's the same thing.
I feel like now, so the fact that you just said that now, like, okay, he was right about the bananas. Like, it's like ego has, not completely left the relationship, but I was just talking about that with T. Like, I have to... Because I'm such an egotistical person, as much as so I hate annoying. To admit it. I like to be right. Or, like, if I'm right, I will fucking shove it in your face.
She's wrong about a lot of things.
I'm quick to admit it. But for me, it's like in relationships.
Not all the time. Don't lie. Don't lie to people.
Bitch!
There was,
like,
a recent one, too.
What was it?
Say it. It was yesterday. We were in the car, and I wanted to look something up. And I said, you know what? No. I'd rather not look it up. Because it's just going to feed my ego or your ego. And that's what we don't need right now. Okay, but that's an example.
What was it?
I don't remember.
So what I'm saying is, like, ego really hurts relationships. And people don't understand it. And so they let go of it. And they're like, you know what? Maybe you were right about that. Like, maybe you were right about that. And we're going to do it your way because you were right. And, like, just admitting the fact that you were wrong sometimes... can give you so much, like, can give the other person more trust in you because you're able to admit that you're wrong.
And that's why it takes a lot of trying.
The laundry
and
cap.
Say it!
What was it? Okay, yo, Mike.
We buy the big, like, what is it? The big, like,
Arm laundry. Hammer.
Yes, Arm & Hammer from Costco. Like, you don't know. You don't have a Costco card. But the,
that's a lot of fun. I got you,
Mari. The big laundry detergent from Costco. We share it, obviously. And she took it to do laundry, and she broke the cap that, like, measures out the amount that you need. Which is actually very important, and she didn't tell me about it until I went to go do my laundry, and I was like, where the fuck is the cap? And I texted her, and she's like, it's not a big deal, like, but just figure it out. And I was like, I don't know how the fuck, how many 2 ounces is when the, anyways. And so I, like, just figured it out. I overfloated the washer or whatever. And then she ended up doing laundry, and she had a really rough day, and she was like, you know what, I realized that you really do need the cap, and I'm sorry that I, like, said that it was, like, not a big deal, because was, and then I went into the trash can and I found a cap for us to use, which was very nice. But I was just upset because she didn't tell me in the beginning that she broke the cap, which I felt like, because we both shared it, she should have just told me that she broke the cap, so then I could have, before I went downstairs, which is, you know, I have to go downstairs 2 floors to do laundry, I could have brought another
Like a measuring cup.
Yes,
or something.
Yes, yeah, right. But I didn't know. Yeah. And then, yes. But then she told me, you know what, babe, you're actually right. It does make a difference. So.
And I think that's what counts. Like, you allowing yourself to sometimes admit that, like, sometimes admit that you're wrong. Like, it's okay to admit that you're wrong, because then it gives you more, it gives the other person more confidence and more trust in the fact that, like, you're going to admit.
It just makes it easier to communicate the next time you come on.
Yeah.
Marisol, how much shit did she talk that day?
It's funny because she...
How much shit did she talk? Tell me.
It's funny...
Why is it funny, Marisol?
It's funny because she told me about that, and I was like, dude, I fucking always guess.
Dude, I was just about to say, why are you bitching? I just pulled that shit. Like,
but then she
you waste so much
dude,
shit.
But then she also called me. She's like, dude, I don't know how much to fucking put. I'm like, dude, just put what I like.
No.
Like,
I got you those guesses.
Just guess. And she's like, but it doesn't smell like it's clean. I'm like, yeah, I have more.
No.
I have to wash it again. I'm like, bitch.
Whoa. You waste so much shit if you don't measure it. I use way more. We're almost out of that because I haven't measured. I'm like, I'm going to do like 10 seconds.
And what?
She overflowed the whole
thing. I remember you talked about this. I was like, dude, just guess. And she's like, I know what she can't guess. And then you fucking called.
I think fighting, or not fighting, but arguing about laundry. Just be like, you know what? The baby's going to come. We both need to have patience. No matter what, you guys need to come to an agreement. Have a post-it. Have, like, vows for babies.
Hmm.
Okay?
What do you mean?
Example.
Example is, like, when the baby's going to cry, maybe somebody believes in cry it out, and the other one's like, fucking just take the baby. I don't want to hear the baby cry.
Finding, like, that middle ground.
You have mean. A vow. Like, no matter what, we need to be okay before... The baby stresses out. Like, baby, I want to get the baby because A, B, and C, the baby's crying. Maybe she's pooped or whatever. Like, you guys need to have, like, an agreement before that baby comes out.
So the middle ground for, like, both of their opinions.
Yes, or- because, like, shit is going to pop. Like,
that was fucking laundry cap. Can you imagine a fucking human being?
But it was just like your understanding. You got so pissed off at me.
I did get really pissed off.
I was upset because you just didn't tell me. Like, the courtesy of, like, we share this thing. You broke it.
Can you imagine sharing a child?
No, but, like, she broke it. It would have just been
Laura, necesito un nani, hijo de puta, que no puedo entender lo que esta quiere.
Yo no entiendo.
Yo no entiendo. I love you. It's just like, you guys, I think you guys...
Our children.
No, I think you guys will be the best parents ever because you guys have a good balance.
Felix, it's a great balance.
Felix is like you, and I feel like you're more like me, where, like, you, obviously, you deal with children. You know how to talk to them and stuff. You're like, shut the fuck up, dude. Just get the fuck up, right? Which is Felix, right? But he's not like that anymore. He has a sweet spot, and it's just like... Asking his 4-year-old daughter for permission to be on his phone. Things every time have. A mom talks to me and talks shit about their husband, I'm like, mm-hmm. He was like, whoa, what's going on? I was like, somebody talks shit about their husband. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful you take the trash out.
Dude, it's the little things.
Dude, you don't even understand. It's,
yeah, I totally agree.
I always take the trash out. You're the husband.
Hey, hold on. Just because, like, I have an Aries in the house, are you lazy as fuck?
I'm lazy about the certain things because sometimes. My mom's teaching her all the wrong.
Yeah, she got it on point.
I'm lazy about the small things, but it's weird because I'm lazy about the small things. If I know some things are gonna make her feel better, I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah, like, I show my love through acts, yeah. Not through, like, I'll tell her I love her, but I'm more so like, okay, she, like, it's her first day of work, so I'm gonna go get her some donuts and flowers.
Yeah.
Just
to
start off her day. You know, like, I'm more of an act person.
I just gotta rub some balls and that's it.
It's easy for nice. Guys. Guys don't have high expectations.
About Felix last, like, this week, I told one of my friends, I was just like, dude, she was saying, like, yeah, my husband loves languages, this and that, blah, blah. I was like, damn, you hella lucky. Felix loves languages, just rubbing some balls. And then, like, I was with Felix, rubbing some balls. She was just like, hey, dude, I know it's late. If you're rubbing, like, I will totally let you go. And Felix, he was like, rub it what? I was like, what if I rub it right now? And then he was like, how does she know? I was like, I just told her about your love language. He was like, is that even a thing? I was like, it's your thing, baby! It's your thing!
There's only five. You make up the sixth, but it's only for you.
He was like, I didn't know that was a thing. He was like, what's yours? I was like, I'm still trying to figure it out, but you're doing good.
Apparently sex. Apparently.
Fucking. No, I think my love language is him helping out around the house, making it's, my life easier.
It's acts of service. That's there acts of service. Yeah. That's what mine is. So, like, yeah. When I see, like, this might, it's like machismo in a lesbian way. I know this sounds really stupid, but like she cuts up veggies for her lunch, but then she'll cut up veggies for my lunch. And like just the fact that it's there, or like wash fruit or have my coffee ready. Dang. It sounds machismo, but like.
Our coffee.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Like, and like she'll like put out the creamer and the sugar because she doesn't use sugar, but I use sugar. So she'll put up the sugar, have my coffee cup ready. Like it's stuff like that that really makes it for me. Like it's not like. I can hear I love you so many times, but when you show me that you love me, that's what it is. Because I've been deceived by a lot. Like, you can tell me whatever you want, I won't believe you.
Right.
But if you show me,
yeah, and even that's if it means different.
Exactly. Even if it means putting out that coffee cup, even if it means putting like washing the fruit, like, I respond to that. Or, like, doing the dishes after a long-ass day, like, I respond to that. Not you telling me that I'm beautiful. I don't give a fuck. I know I'm not that bad.
For me, I don't know if it's a mom or maybe from my experience, but like when you get a compliment, how do you deal with that?
I'm not she very can't good at deal with shit.
Fuck, dude. Felix would be like, damn, you look so hot. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm like, dude, shut the fuck
up. Yeah, I am not good at that whatsoever. I would, even when they give a compliment to my kids, like, oh my god, they're so cute, or this and that, they know. I'm just like, oh.
What are you
like,
supposed to say?
Just say
to
thank you. The fuck?
I know.
They think it's that easy, but it's awkward.
It when is you're in so it. Just say awkward.
Thank you. With an awkward face, it's fine.
That's why he's so awkward.
Thank you.
We won't judge
you. I'm like, Camila, what do you say, babe?
So that's the thing. So when people tell me that their love languages are like words of affirmation, when it's like you have to say things to them, yeah. I'm just like, but how do you know they mean it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's my question. Like, what are they doing to show you? Well, maybe it is, but it might my lack of trust in people. But yeah. That's why when you do things to go out, like that goes out of your
actually,
way.
Actually, you spend the time and quality of your time. I'm like, oh, okay, shit, you mean it.
That's how I know you mean it. Yeah. That's why acts of service is so. And I never wanted to be that person to like acts of service, but then I realized how much it affected me, and I was like, I do like when they do that,
dude. Yeah, like, I mean, I studied child and adolescence development, and their thing was just like reinforcing them after they did something without even you asking them. Dude, my girls do my bed. And I'm just, I don't even ask them. They are just like, they see me do it, and when I don't do it, they go out of like their way to do it. Like, mom, I have something to show you. Close your eyes, come here. And they're like, so I'm just like, oh my god. And then we just jump in bed with them, and they're like, mom, the bed is messed up. I'm like, oh, let's do it again. I just, you know, I try to throw a party, but I think it's huge when you like just kind of go, especially since I'm a mom, go when it comes to kids, when it's like figuring out their love language, I think it's so important to just throw a party for the littlest thing, them doing a 160 or a fucking little flip or whatever. Like, you acting like you don't know how to do it, and then having them teach you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and then you do it correctly. Like, having them being in control of, like, hey, mom, I'm teaching you something. Mm-hmm. Dude, their face and their joy, god, I just do it every single time just to see that.
Yeah.
You know? So, it does take a huge part. I think it's so important. And there is ways to learn how your children, I think there's books and, like, love languages for kids. But that's another challenge that I like, that yeah. I'm just like, fucking,
you'll
like,
learn it.
I struggle on myself. I get mad. I get frustrated. And it's hard. But with my 2-year-old, well, 3-year-old now, she'll be 3 soon. She's been my hardest. But it's that tantrum too, which is, I don't like to call it that. I just feel like I'm talking to a drunk person. you know? Mom they don't drunk. Know they don't know anything. Yeah. They're not. When you're frustrated and when your emotions on there, mm-hmm. you're not sober.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to say shit that you don't mean.
Mm-hmm. Muddy.
So, like, it is really hard to just, like, I literally, like, it's I don't know if I'm doing, that's the hard thing about motherhood. You never know if you're doing the right mm-hmm. thing. I don't know if I'm doing my child a disservice or not because they don't know all of their motherfucking, they don't know what violet is yet. They don't know all their colors, right? But my four-year-old saw me hugging my 3-year-old that was crying hysterically and me just breathing. And then she ended up, like, connecting with my breathing. And we were breathing together. And my 4-year-old was just like, Mom, I think she's calmed down now. Like, instead of her, like, you would think, like, fuck, everybody's yelling at the house. My mom is yelling. My 3-year-old is yelling. My 4-year-old is, like, fucking probably, like, just going crazy because all the attention is not on her anymore. It's on the 2-year-old. Like, you just start thinking about so much shit. You don't know if you're doing the right thing, right? And then on top of that, you're just like, fuck, I'm not doing anything educational today. Like, am I a good mom or not?
I feel like that's a big battle for a lot of people, like, questioning whether they're good moms or not. And, like, the decisions that they make, whether it's, like, helping their kids. But I feel like they should cut themselves some slack.
Dude, 110%. And the thing is, like, even for you listeners, whatever, like, I feel like if moms are listening to right now, but, like, compliments, the best thing that you can do for a mom is just, regardless if you agree with her or not with how she's raising her kids, just say you are doing
the best you
can. A fucking good job. Mm-hmm. Because regardless if she's fucking tablet all day, fucking TV all day, like we've been doing, you have them alive. That's it. That's all that fucking matters. You have them alive. If you can give them a little bit of love, that's all that matters. They don't need to learn shit. That's why that's why they go to school. Right? I mean, if they're going to be
behind. I mean, school sucks, but yeah.
If they're going to be behind, they're going to be behind. It's okay. If I have to fucking teach them a little bit more after I know that they're slacking on this, 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 and that, then cool. I'll help them out. But I feel like if moms actually get off of their phones, if they stop watching TV, if they stop hanging around people that are not who they would want their children to be in the future. Oof, thank God I drank that shit. I think they will be happier.
Get further.
Just because the kids will be happier and they will be happier. I think the problem is that moms, even me, I don't like fucking playing with dolls for 3 hours.
Jesus Christ, 3 hours?
Yeah, I don't like playing pretend play. I don't like doing shit. But if you can do 10 minutes where, like, my phone, on Saturday I went to a game and I left my phone on in the car. I was like, I'll be right back. I didn't get it until, like, noon today. And I didn't give a fuck. I wasn't anxious. I had nothing to worry about because I had my people, right? And today, my kids made breakfast. I mean, this is a normal thing for us, but instead of me making breakfast, my kids were involved, you know? Instead of saying, like, Mom, I'm so hungry. Is it ready? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I put them up on the counter. I got them involved. And it's just the little things.
Imagine, like, the 2-year-old with a knife. The 3-year-old chopping onions, cutting mushrooms. Yeah,
they really do like it, but I have to hold their hands. But it's so sad, and I hate it because I understand. I am that mom that I do get annoyed. I don't want them to help me because it takes two times longer, you know? And I get that, but you chose to have these kids. You were having unprotected sex. So, like, regardless if you wanted them or not, it was gonna happen no matter what. So it's not their fault. It's not their fault that you yell at them. It's not your fault that you're annoyed and mad and fucking shut the fuck up, kid. No, it's not their fault. Like, I feel like they are bigger than us. That's how I see my kids. And it breaks my heart when I see stuff like, here's a tablet. It's kind of like, I don't want to play with you. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. And all they want is that.
Yeah.
So, like, going back to the machismo stuff and all of that stuff, Felix, the way that he talks about parenting kind of scared me. And I was already thinking about divorce because I was like, I don't want them to grow up in an environment where he cusses like fucking yin to yang, right?
My soul.
What's not even.
And in the beginning, I was like, babe, stop, stop. And then Camila was like, I'm fucking ready. And I'm like, fuck.
Give me your kids' tea.
Good for real. You cuss all the time.
I know. I go to work. I work with middle schoolers. I don't cuss all day. I can have self-control.
She has self-control until she comes back, and then she tells me about her day, and every other word is fucking.
Mm-hmm. That's because I'm holding into it.
I don't like cuss words that much. I'm, like, not much of a cusser, so... And she stands right by the door where everybody... We have an internal apartment complex, so everybody... And maybe I'm just, like, super, like, sensitive.
She's so paranoid. She always yells at me and Marisol for, like, swearing in public. There's no kids around.
When there's kids around.
Like, oh, my God. Like, shh. You're so loud. Like,
I don't understand why we have to cuss.
Or whenever me and Marty, like, talk shit, you're like, oh, my gosh, everyone can hear. Like, stop. Tell me she doesn't do that. It's so annoying.
Yeah, last time she was talking about the neighbors.
She's so fucking paranoid. Everyone can hear.
Maybe just because I'm like super hyper, like
hypervigilant.
Hypervigilant. Like I can hear things from like 30 miles away.
Okay, doesn't
like,
mean everybody else can though.
That is too crazy. What the
Do
heck?
Do you see why I date her?
I like it.
Yeah, I like her too.
No, you know, one time I was talking, right? Like it was like mostly adults and like one kid, and I said, damn, and then the kid was like, damn, and I was like, shit. Anything I say, they can because say.
I feel like even people who you don't think are listening are listening. And for me, like, you're so much smarter than the cuss words that you're saying. And there's so many things that can be... I understand when you, like, feel passionate. Dude, let it out. Right? But I feel like there's so many other things that can be said instead of, like, fucking and shit and fucking and shit. Like, you're so much smarter than that.
It's true.
For you to... And I'm not saying that, like, people who cuss are not smart. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, like, there's different ways to express yourself without having to use those words.
Yeah, and but it's just, like, it's just different. It's just us. It's you know, different. Like, you cuss. I'm sure you 100%, cuss.
100%. I fucking cuss like crazy.
Hey, relax, please.
I know. People can hear it.
So, like, Felix will be, like, watching, puta madre, este blah, blah, blah. And Natalie, my three-year-old, puta madre. And, like, you know, in the beginning... Literally, and my first child did not watch 2 minutes of TV for her first year. Oh, I have a 7-month old.
No, yeah.
That bitch, all she watches TV. So, like, it's just, but then what am I going to do? Put one child in one room and then the other two get to watch them? I'm not going to divide them. I was like, dude, we all together. We a whole fucking family. You know, it's just the environment that we are in right now. And I think, like, as a mom, we worry too much if we're doing the right thing or not, but most of the time we are annoyed, we are frustrated, and we are stressed regardless of, like, our lifestyles. I think if you do not live all three, or all, what did I mention, four, you live one of them.
One of the five,
one of them, right? You just need to, like, just calm the fuck down. Leave the dishes. If you cook, don't clean up. Enjoy dinner with your fucking kids. Like, I don't... Okay, so I don't know if you guys know, but a year ago, literally this time, I told myself, like, I am so lost. I don't know what... I am not... I told you guys about my vibe and my energy. I was all about posting my fitness and just sharing about motherhood and all of that stuff, and I was not happy at all. Like, I would get on my phone, I was like, I don't want to fucking do it, but I felt like I had to just for my followers. And I was getting people, moms especially, like, thank you for sharing this and thank you for sharing that. So I felt like I had to, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take a year off. of Instagram.
I think I remember that because I was like an avid follower.
So like I made an IGTV and I told my, I literally, this is how in tune I am with my feelings. And I think it was December. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get off, blah, blah, blah. In December, you guys know I don't have a father figure. But my father figure that I did have was my uncle. And I called him Pa. Like, he was the only dad. When I said dad, when I think of dad, I think of him. He was my uncle. And in December, I was saying, like, oh, I'm not going to be on so much. You know, if you have any questions, just let me know, blah, blah, this and that. In January, I want to say the first week of January, I made an IGTV saying, like, explaining why. Me trying to explain why. I was like, I don't know why I feel like I need to get off, but I feel like I need to give all my attention that I put on my Instagram videos, this editing that you guys do, that time, I wanted to give it to my kids. The editing that I do on all my videos, on all my posts, on the commenting, like, it takes time. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give that to my kids and my husband. And then on top of that, I was like, I don't know what is coming, but I feel like something is coming and I'm going to grow out of that. And 2 weeks later, my dad died from COVID. Oh, and shit. It was just so fucking crazy. I feel like I called it. I feel like I felt something was coming and I needed to be prepared for it. That's why when I say, like, I'm sure I need therapy, but then I love feeling what I'm feeling and figuring it out on my own. I had this gut feeling and I was like, I just need to stop. I don't know if I need to fix my marriage. I don't know if I need to be a better mom. I don't know what the fuck is coming, but I feel growth. That's what I kept on saying in that video. And 2 weeks later that happened and I was like, dude, fuck. I hit like, I don't want to say rock bottom, because when I was crying and I was like, I didn't know how to tell my daughter, like, my dad is dying. He was like, daddy's not dying. Like, she thought I was talking about our dad. Yes, yeah. I was like, fuck, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so confused. And it just helped me, that time that I spent on serving others. Like how you said you like that, I like that post. And you said you like that, I talked about all this. But like, I got so many messages daily that I was like, to the point where I was like, I don't give a fuck about you anymore. You are taking time from my child that's saying, mommy, look at this. Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy this, mommy that. And what was I saying? I didn't drop my phone. I was always like, okay, let me finish this sentence. Let me finish this caption. Let me finish editing this. Let me finish this first, and then you come. And that was so fucked up. Like, it got to the point where I was just like, when did I use my phone, like, have my phone before my kids? And don't get me wrong, I love what I do. I love the reward that comes with what I do. Talking about, like, dude, thank you so much for sharing what you did. Real issues. What you shared with Camila the other day of having that tantrum and talking to her the way I did. It helped me with my child. I speak to my child this way now. But I'm just like, I'm not here to save the fucking world. I'm here to save my family. I'm here. First of all, I'm here to save me. I knew that there was a growth coming. I didn't know what it was, but I feel like it was my dad situation about to happen. And I wasn't ready to share about it. Or I was like, I think I shared about it once on social media and I didn't really go deep into it. But it's that kind of stuff where, like, if you don't have the power to go cold turkey on social media, you have a problem.
Yeah.
That's just how I see it. And you guys don't have kids now. If I go, I'm trying so hard to, before I got on here, I was going to say show.
You can say show. Bitch, we show.
We are a show.
Before I got on here, I was just thinking, like, bug, I'm trying to think your guys' lifestyle, like how I lived when I was not single, but just not a mom. Dude, I was wasting my time. Why wasn't I doing the things that I wanted to do? Because I was tired. Oh, we got in a fight. I haven't talked to her in a week and this and that. And like, it's just like,
stupid problems compared to the ones that you have.
Yeah, you know, and after my dad died, I kind of see life like we wake up and we should be fucking thankful, you know? And that's what sucks is that somebody dies, you feel that shit hard for like a month, and then it goes away. So it's the constant battle of like being a mom, an educational mom where she should be reading, or being a mom of like you should be appreciating every single time we wake up. My girls see me meditate, they lay next to me like, "Mom, what are you doing?" And I'm just like, just breathe and think of something happy. I don't know how to, I'm not a teacher. I hate teaching shit because I don't know how to do it. But they see me doing something and like, Camila, she loves to change before she has breakfast. She's like, "Mom, are you going to work out in the morning or at night? Because I can wear my like workout clothes." And I'm like, you know, so like they, you know, if you just show them the good things where you even struggle, you want to eat healthy, you want to meditate, you want to be a person that you want to be, you don't have to do it 24/7. You just have to do one task at a time. And that's why it's so hard being a mom. You don't know if you're doing shit right.
You just hope you are.
Yeah, exactly. And it all goes back to like just a mom in general being okay. Like, I know I say I don't need therapy because I like figuring things. I feel like emotionally I am okay. And the challenge drives me to like, to look forward to something.
To be better.
To look something into besides being a mom. Like, I know I have to take care of them, but like, I need to work on myself. Like, it's not just me being a mom. Mm. So I feel like if I go therapy, like I said, oh, you do know how to cope the things, and I really can't take sexual abuse away. I like kind of mind fucking my brain a little bit, you know? And I like figuring things out on my own because I feel like that's the organic way that people learn how to do it, right? So like when I see my kids struggling, I feel like I can teach them like, oh, so when I always say when I was little, mama used to teach me to do this and that helped me. If that doesn't help you, we can try a different way. You know, and I'm teaching them all the little things that I've been through where I can cope with it, you know? Because sometimes they get it like that. And like my daughter, she's just like, "I think sister's breathing with you now. I think she feels better." And I'm just like, fuck. She's 4 years old. You know, I didn't know how to breathe until maybe like 2 years ago.
Dude, you and me both.
But I think with that too, it's like normalizing. It's okay to ask for help. Like I see so many people, even adults, but like, I mean, I work in a middle school, like kids are always so afraid to ask for help. And I feel like some people, like we try to like have kids figure it out on your own, like problem solve, you know, and like asking for help can be seen as weak. But I feel like that's like one of the most like powerful things that you can teach a kid is when you can't find the answer. And yes, you try on your own, but asking for help is so like powerful. And that's like also building confidence in them. You know what I mean?
God, see, maybe we should talk about you too, because you know
my girlfriend's pretty dope.
I know she is
so fucking dope,
because that's another thing that I do. You know, daddy's not home 24/7 like mom is. When mom leaves, it's a fucking crisis. Like, where are you going? You don't have a life. Like, you're supposed to be with me.
So I am your life.
Yeah, right. So I always, when dad's not home, I make it seem like he's at home for that instant specifically. Like, you know, I think maybe when dad gets home, maybe we should ask him how he would fix it, because I don't know. And I, when they ask, like, I literally teach them. They're fighting. And then, okay, I'm just going to give you an example. My 3-year-old right now, she's turning 3 next month. But my 3-year-old right now, she gets on her feet and she's like, "Stompy, I don't like..." Oh, dude, your neighbor's that funny. She's like, "Stompy, she's like, I just don't like it like that. I want the purple cup." I'm
like, bitch, you don't even know what purple is. But, like, she's ongoing, and I was just like, maybe you are frustrated right now. Are you, you're not feeling happy, right? And she's like, right! And I was just like, damn. I was like, okay, maybe ask for help to learn the colors. And then she's just like, no. I was like, okay, I will talk to you when you're ready to talk. And then sometimes I play dumb. I'll be like, oh, man, I don't know the colors either. Maybe we need to ask daddy for help when he gets home. And, like, dude, it's so crazy that these fucking kids do not forget anything. These motherfuckers would be like, dad, as soon as he comes home, mommy, daddy didn't, mommy didn't know the colors. And I'm like, bitch, I'm over here trying to help you, but you calling me out. Like, I know my colors. But, yes, dude, it's so important. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I'm doing things right. I really don't know. I don't know if I'm making my kids like a little pussy, because I don't know if they're gonna grow up and these fucking bullies or these like hardcore kids that got slapped or got yelled at or like, shut the fuck up, just go to the room, blah blah blah, this and that, will be more like tougher than them. I don't know.
But is that going to be like more successful if they're tougher? Do you think?
Not always. Like, I'll tell you. Because I was a tough kid at school and I didn't get too far.
Bitch. But, see, I don't know. Like, as a mom, right now, as a human being, you just think of you and her, right? Mostly. But me, myself, you just go out the window. Like, I have to force myself to wake up early to get my me time. Because by the time they go to sleep, bitch, I'm knocked out too. I don't have that time. I don't want to spend 20 minutes to work out. I just rather be in bed because I'm so drained from the day. But that's the thing. I don't know if I'm ever doing anything right. I don't know.
I don't think you ever will, though.
Yeah.
I think that's unrealistic.
Yeah, it's so hard. But as a mom, the best advice I can fucking give anyone is to make sure that you are okay. Because I know I wasn't okay. And I'm not okay, you know? I'm really not. I feel like when they're just like, oh, I'm a new mom. I'm like, bitch, I got three kids, but I'm a new mom too. I've never had three kids before. I've never had a five-year-old with a three-year-old and a newborn. I've never done that.
Jeez, that just sounds hella stressful.
It's really not, though. Like, I love it.
Once you figure out how to cope.
Right, exactly.
That's,
so
that's also go, like, I know we kind of have to wrap this up soon, but, like, going back to my question of, like, you do it because I'm not saying you have all this time, but you will have this time to spend with them. But what about the single moms that don't have that? Like, they don't, they work endless amount of shifts,
so
and then
depends.
They get home and like they just don't have the energy to deal with their
That's
kids.
Why that personally, I've never done leaving my kids somewhere else and going to work and coming home and thinking about all of the stuff that I do during the day. I think that's harder mentally because
it has to be.
Mentally you're getting home and you're like, everybody's gonna get home at the same fucking time and there's no food ready. Mm-hmm. So I am stressed over work because I'm sure she has something to a deadline or whatever. And you still have these little kids that
depend on you.
Right. Right. So it's so, I've never been in that situation, but I just think it's harder than a stay-at-home mom.
In that situation. You were in that situation while you were growing up, right?
Mm.
So that's what I'm getting at. Like, you do such a great job with your current girl, which we can just tell off of whatever you said, that you're doing now that you didn't have when you were younger. But when you were younger, that has a lot to do with how.
So I would say for the for the working moms, I would say like when you get home, if you don't mind about the health issues and none of that, like pick 3 days out of the week where it's microwave food, where it's putting food in the oven, where it's like easy food, and if you are the mom that like, you know, I need my kids to eat healthy and stuff, make food the night before. I know it, you talk about time, but it's also, I remember helping this one mom, like, dude, my kids don't go to sleep until I go to sleep. I was like, well, that's your fault. There's a bedtime, and then there's mommy and daddy time, and then you go to sleep. So it's a freaking schedule. So if you want to get your kids to go to sleep at 8 o'clock, that's it. You start warning them from 6 o'clock, like, okay, you guys have 2 hours. You have an hour and a half. You have 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 15, blah, 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 done. You guys are into bed, and I figure out the whole situation. I figure out if I want to cook breakfast for the morning, or I figure out if I want to cook dinner for the next day. You know, you guys, the thing is, it's this social media. It's this fucking phone.
More than anything now, yeah.
You put your kids to bed, and what do? You're probably on your phone. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. That this year, I did post on social media. I was on it for a few times, but if you guys notice, nobody can comment on my stories. Why? Because I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't give a fuck what you have to say. I don't care if you heart my fucking story or not. I don't care. I'm so sorry to say this, but I really don't. What am I supposed to say if you fucking laugh at my story? Laughing.
She feels like she has to respond to everybody when they react to shit. So ridiculous.
Okay, bitch, that's how I felt.
She has an issue.
Are we the same person? Or
that's why I said, done. I don't want to. I felt rude if I did it.
Show her how to do that, please.
Thank you. You feel rude because...
I don't give a fuck. I'm the
kind of person. Dude, people don't care.
I like to post things, but I don't care. It's not that I don't care about people's reactions. I just, even if it's like two messages, I get overwhelmed with that. Dude.
Okay, so I was on for a whole year, and then this bitch over here trying to sell her couch, like putting it on Instagram. All of a sudden, her comment is up. And then I get this bitch like writing me a fucking whole essay. I'm like, I screenshot it to my best friend. I was like, this is why I do not have the option to comment on my fucking stories. Like, I don't give a fuck if you are successful or not.
The details, right? You don't care about the details. Just tell me whether you want it or not. That's it.
I haven't talked to you in a year. Why do I care? Dude. Do you want to pay for it or not? Yeah. You know what's the sad part? It wasn't even about the couch.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, dude. But social media does drive us nuts.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if moms walked in her house, turned off her phone, and was home, I kid you not, this past year, like I told you, why has this year been the... Why am I feeling butterflies with my husband?
Because you got off your phone.
I kid you not. He says that it's because I'm fucking here. It's not like... He said, I would be on my couch, but I wasn't there. Yeah. He said, I was thinking about my clients. I was like, that's not true. And he was like, babe, I can name you 1,000 scenarios. And I'm like, fuck my life. And like now, I'm sitting watching a basketball game, of course, rubbing his things.
Dude, why can't you rub my balls?
I mean, handsome, I guess.
But like, that's what it is. Like, we have been... Like, it's weird to say that this is us dating now, because I get butterflies, and I'm just... This week when he brought me flowers, I was like...
It's a little thing. Oh, my God. It literally is the simplest thing sometimes that'll turn us on. Yeah.
And that's... You know, it's like you. Oh, how many flowers do you get? No, that's the same thing with kids. Like, they go to parties, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. So it's just a fucking balance. It really is a balance. I'm probably, like, hella fucked up because I don't give them hella cookies every fucking day, you know? But then at the same time, I enjoy seeing them so happy, getting excited for a fucking party, you know? Yeah. From a mom to a mom, you need to work on yourself before working on your marriage, before working on your kids, before working on your own life. Like school, work, marriage, and children. Because you have a relationship with individual children that you have, and if you're not okay, if you're not happy, if you're not peace, if you're not whole, you're nobody to those kids. And I hate to say it because I've been there,
And I say that I'm in a funk. It's just because I don't wake up before my kids. My kids wake me up. Right. That's fucked up. But who cares? Right. It's cold and I got three kids. I'm sure it's common. I'm a new mom, I say. But listen to me. When I tell you that stress doesn't kill you, it kills your kids. Because you are not whole. You're not happy. If you are in a relationship that doesn't make you happy, I'm not telling you to get a divorce. I'm not telling you to run away. I'm telling you, you need to fix you. I wanted to fix my husband all of these years. And when my dad died, he said that I didn't miss out. He said he's sad, obviously, but I told him he's the only dad that I had, and he obviously wasn't my dad. He was my uncle. But he said, it's okay. You didn't miss out on much because I learned how to be a dad. His dad worked all his life. Sometimes he didn't go to school because he had to go to work with his family. And he had to learn how to read to the girls for bedtime. He had to learn how to change a diaper. He had to learn how to ask for permission for a four-year-old. Like, I'm sure you know, like, life back then isn't the life that we have now. So I feel like he's had to learn so much, and he chose to learn. So as a mom, you choose to be happy or not. Whether you want to fix your marriage and you accept him as he is and you guys thrive together, or you accept the relationship that's never going to work out and you guys thrive as co-parenting. Because I think that's a huge issue. Like,
I feel like we're going to have to bring you back for co-parenting. Oh, bitch. Even just some, like,
fuck, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely some topics that I feel like we're definitely going to have to
bring and you back. And I don't know much on it, just because, honestly, I've never lived through that lifestyle. Even with my mom growing up, I felt like I was the parent, so I was the co-parent.
That's fun.
But
we're definitely going to have, I think next month, we're planning on having a single mom on. So, like, hearing her perspective and how difficult it is to just be that.
I think seeing my mom made me the way that I am, just because, and that brought a lot of issue to my relationship. Like, yeah, you do this, but you have he wanted a saving account for us. And I was like, fuck that. If we get a divorce, I need to have my backup. So it's fucked up to have a mentality like that. You don't want to raise your kids to be like, dude, I know you guys are together, but you still need to have your backup. Like, no, you want to grow as a family. That's the ideal, right?
It's a risk. It's a risk. And I heard it, and not, I heard someone say, it's not promise that you two, like me and her, like, we'll be together forever, but it's a risk that if we're both willing to take it and work on it, then it's gonna work. It's a risk. It's not always a sure thing that it'll work out, but if we're both in it and into it, there's no reason for the risk to be, you know,
no matter an what issue. No matter what. That's why I say, like, that post that, like, you guys have to make vows. It doesn't have to be on fucking marriage. It can be on parenting. It could be on cooking. It could be on anything. Like, no matter if you walk into that door, even if you're mad or tired, you're still going to cook food. Or you're still going to be vocal to me and say, like, how you express your feelings. Like, I don't feel like cooking today. Mm. Instead of fucking cooking in a badass mood and then the whole vibe is wrong.
That's me.
You see what I'm saying?
I 100%
if understand. The post-it says, like, we only cook with love. I'm not feeling love today. I don't want to cook.
That's
talk
good,
about it.
That's a good excuse every day.
Bitch.
No, no, but taking, like, notes, taking notes.
For real.
I'm for sure taking notes. Like, honestly, you have taught me a lot in just, like, these 4 hours.
Yeah. Like, do you want to be a parent now?
No, of course. I've always wanted to be a parent.
Can I tell you something? When somebody like you guys say, like, oh, I want a parent, but I don't know.
What do you mean, like, you guys, like, gays?
No, not gays, just people that don't fucking have kids.
I'm just kidding.
Like, non-parents. Is if you want it, that's fine, but make sure you guys live life. Have you guys had sex in the weirdest spots?
Have you guys gone and done something crazy where it's just like, oh, fuck this? Have you guys traveled to the spots that, fuck, I wish, my dream is to go to Italy, Europe, Hawaii, whatever. Have you guys done that?
Not yet. We're not ready. We're 100% not ready, but I'm still in question about it. Obviously, this episode helped me understand a lot more things.
Yeah, definitely. When I give advice to people who are just like, how did you know you were ready? I was like, bitch, let me tell you, I was not ready, and I didn't know if I was ready or not. I just knew I wanted kids, and it just happened like that. But when I talk to people and they tell me like, oh, I want to have kids, but then I don't, blah, blah, blah. But when I tell you, have you guys done your bucket list? Like, what you dream of doing, have you done it? I've always wanted to go to Africa and build a fucking school. Like, I don't even know if that's legal or not, but I just wanted to fucking do it. Like, I didn't want to have, like, an organization to go. I just wanted to fucking do it. I know, but I fucking, Felix is just like, you ain't gonna go over there and get some motherfucking disease and then come back and then die and blah blah blah.
Can't do that now, but eventually.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you don't fulfill those bucket lists, like at least the ones that you feel are the most important, you're gonna, and I've learned that from like being with her, you're always gonna build that resentment, and that resentment's gonna follow you to having kids, and you're gonna blame these kids for not being able to do the things that you really wanted to do.
This is what therapy does for me, that now I see it.
But you don't go to therapy.
I know, right? But I'm my own therapist, motherfucker.
Where's your credentials?
Now I see it as like, I cannot wait until my youngest is 10 years old and we go as a family. And you know how much impact a 10-year-old will have off of seeing these kids poor, living off of, what do they eat? Beans and rice? They're not in Mexico, but you know what I mean.
I don't know what they eat.
You know, like, giving to that community, that's going to be way more impactful than me just going by myself.
Yeah.
You guys are hella
showing like the beans and rice comment. That's just hella funny. All right, Laura, sign this off.
Maddie. Okay, bye.
Maddie.
What?
Maddie.
Whoa, are you unstable?
No. Are you trying to freaking, like...
Me van a regañar, me tengo que ir a la casa.
Yo te llevo, don't worry.
No. Pinche pelito.
Thank you so much for having me. And if you guys... like this conversation, give me a thumbs up.
What's your app? Sorry.
Chimba like it?
Instagram.
reallife.fitmom.
That's her personal?
It's a must.
Slash fitness.
We can link it.
But what's your chambala?
Your
empanadas?
Kid Chimba. My empanada. Okay, so I'm Colombian, and in Colombia we have empanadas. They're hella unique, by the way. They're not like no typical like empanadas, like hella soft.
What's inside of them?
So, I got some weird-ass comments like, do you do veggies? And I'm like, damn. I'm like, Felix was just like, dude, you've been like, go vegan, go healthy, go fitness this whole life. And all of a sudden, you throw some fried-ass shit to people. You fake-ass fuck. I was like, no, but they sell it. They're made with marinated papa and meat. Awesome. So, it's kind of like la birria, the meat from la birria. And I lo licuo. I blend it. I blend the meat, and then it's just like hella shredded with potato and like,
that shit sounds bomb.
Tomato and onion.
Can I put an order?
No, bitch. I'll bring some next time. No, if you guys want me.
Fucking 3-hour conversation. I'm ready to see.
Dude, that's like I'm so excited.
We're gonna have a marriage talk next time.
So I'm so happy about everything that we've talked about.
Okay. This might be part 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, 1 through 3.
But we are signing off.
Peace out.
We're gonna keep talking off the mic. But
okay.
All right, guys. Everybody say bye.
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 Bye.